The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
How about Texas Tech? Right. How about Lubbock, Texas right now? What do you think's going on there?
I'm
going
to get down and get on Buddy Holly Boulevard.
And they're celebrating in the streets in Lubbock.
Wow.
Because Texas Tech, Monday night, will be playing for the national championship. It's Guy from the corner, from the win.
Wow.
We got a foul call.
Wow.
The Auburn fans thought it was over, but there was a whistle.
I'll tell you, if you're Virginia, this is the guy you want on the line, your first team All-ACC player.
81%.
He's tied it. One more free throw coming for Kyle Guy, and then Auburn's going to try to do something with 0.6 seconds to go. For the lead. He got all three.
Agents.
Here we go, 0.6 seconds.
Nobody on the inbounder.
Durafoy's going to go to the other side. He's got Brown all the way in the far court. Might as well heave it all the way the distance. A Grant Hill pass. Here it is. Brown turns around. It's off the mark. And Virginia is heading to its first ever national championship game appearance.
All right. We got quite the matchup tonight. And... oh, yeah, the Astros play, too, against the Yankees. It's going to be a fun night. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message there, and Aaron will take care of you. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that, 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. I know Tech fan did. And hope you're all
absolutely.
Gonna, hope you're all going to have a great week. What's
Are you saying you hope Tech fan has a great
week? No, I hope everybody has a great week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're just cranking up on a Monday here.
Okay.
And I just hope everybody has a fun, happy, successful week.
Yeah, I hope nobody lights your furniture on fire or anything like that.
Yeah. So,
how was your weekend?
Pretty quiet. Didn't do much. Watched a lot of sport. Watched some. Got caught up on movies. Finally saw The Highwayman. Finally saw The Dirt.
Okay.
And just some things like that. Did some reading.
Okay.
You know, just relaxed a little bit and tried to. Tried to enjoy my weekend. Did a lot of work on Sports Map. I spent 3 hours doing an NHL preview for everybody yesterday that posted this morning. So, if for those of you who are curious, don't need to talk about it on air, but I have breakdowns of every single series and some bets on on the series. So, and some potential teams to win the Stanley Cup at a nice price. So, enjoyed Highwayman. I found The Dirt to be fairly pretty lame.
Okay. I haven't watched that one yet.
And it was probably oversold to me because I was, oh, it's great, it's great. And I just thought it was, didn't really do much for me.
So I watched The Mule last night.
Yeah?
With Clint Eastwood.
I've heard mixed things about that one, too.
Yeah. Mixed is probably, it's probably, I could see how people would like it. And then it's like, it's hard. I mean, Clint Eastwood's so old that it's almost painful to watch him. I'll be honest.
Mm.
But I mean, it was good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll probably watch it when it's on cable. I'm not going to pay for it.
That's probably the,
is it on cable now?
No, I guess not. You'd have to pay for it now. You'd have
cable,
to rent it.
I mean, it's...
Right. Yeah. You mean like when it's on HBO,
HBO
or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, I just... I guess everybody sold The Dirt so hard to me that I was... It's one of those I probably maybe I'll watch it again and give it another chance, but it just, it's like, eh. I mean, it was okay.
Okay.
It just seemed to be done from one guy's perspective to make him look good, mm-hmm. and I'm never a fan of that.
Okay.
But Highwayman, that one you got to watch if you haven't yet. That's
you dug that one.
If you're a Texan, you have to watch that.
Okay.
That's
the Bonnie and Clyde movie.
Well, it's not really. It's
more about the people who are hunting Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, and really, Bonnie and Clyde, other than being the people being hunted, they don't really have very big roles.
They don't. You don't see their faces. I mean, it's.
Well, you do when they get
at the very end. Yeah.
I don't want to give it.
When they have very.
Well everybody knows what happens.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde die in the end.
When they have very little faces left.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah. But, okay, let's talk about the, I want to get your thoughts on the games from Saturday first, and then we could spend a little time on tonight's matchup as the preeminent college basketball expert in the city of Houston.
I was really impressed with Texas Tech. I felt like if you drew up the worst matchup for them, it was probably Michigan State. And not only did they beat them, I mean, they kind of dominated them. And granted, the game, it was a one-point game with 2 minutes left, but that doesn't even feel accurate. Michigan State made a run to get close, but there was no question who the better team was. And I think that they deserve to be there. They've played phenomenally. Obviously, the other game, there was some controversy, I would say.
Yeah.
That's probably fair.
I will just go on record as saying, if you're going to have a conspiracy theory about something, it's always better when you have it before the game than after. And RJ had a conspiracy theory on that game.
RJ said that the refs wanted Virginia to win.
Yes.
Or that the NCAA wanted Virginia to win. And I'm torn on this because the double dribble, that's a pretty tough call to miss. That's not a judgment call. That's just a rule. So
yeah, but you know how often they miss those.
Yeah, like in the moment,
like double dribbles, palming the ball and traveling. I don't count on them to ever make those calls because they miss more than they actually call. And I get that. So that one, I to be honest, I don't think there was any conspiracy after all, even though they won the game. Because the kid still had to hit all three free throws.
Yeah, what I do know is Kyle Guy got fouled. I mean,
there's no doubt about
you
that.
You can say, oh, that should be a no call. I mean,
I don't know how you
the
can
ball
say
was
that.
Still in his hand when the dude's shoulders ran into his legs. That's a foul, no matter how you look at it. So you can argue, should the double dribble call have been made? Yes, it should have been made. But you can't argue that foul shouldn't have been called because that was 100% a foul. And then you're right. He had to make all three of his free throws. And, you know, that's not an easy spot to do it.
No.
And he knocked down all three of them, I was really impressed. And that's listen, this Virginia team, they've had some close calls throughout, but from where they came a year ago, and I thought what was one of the things that they were saying, I don't remember if it was Kyle Guy or Ty Jerome during the postgame presser, when they talked about not a lot of teams have the opportunity to go through what we went through last year as a group and then try to make something better of it, which is really accurate. Because, I mean, most teams nowadays, if you're a one seed, typically you're either a one-and-done team or you're a team full of seniors. And Virginia last year happened to be, a bunch of sophomores, juniors that were really, really good and ahead of their time. And they lost a game. And all those guys decided to come back and make this season really, really count. So it is funny to look at losing to a 16 seed as an opportunity. But I think that mindset has really worked for them. Like it's almost like they were given that as a gift to show them what what, you know, the highs and the lows are. And I think they've really just eaten that up. And that's what I think that's what's gotten them here.
Yeah. And they've had some close calls along the way, which, but they've come up clutch, which you have to do if you're going to get this far. You're going to have one or two games where you're not at your best. The other team's playing well. You somehow pull it out. They've done that and it's been impressive, but I think Tech may be as impressive as anybody I've seen in this tournament. And I'm kind of leaning Tech tonight, actually, because, I mean, I just want to have something to bet on.
Because I
actually like both teams quite a bit. So I think it's going to be entertaining as hell. But the way Tech dismantled Michigan State, you're right, that game wasn't as close as once they got it down to the two-minute mark. I never really felt like Tech was in danger. I always felt like they were going to come up with a play.
Well, here's where I'm at on tonight's game. It's what I think has happened here is, and we talked about it with Brad a little bit last week, the last five games are being weighted so much more heavily than the 30 games that happened before them. So, we'll let you do this commercial. We'll hit a break, and then I'll tell you what – I'll give you some numbers. And and we'll see if that sways you at all.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just looking for something to bet. And Arthur sent me the ticket that the guy has. It's going to pay him $300,000 if Tech wins. And he says he's looking to sell it for $150,000, which I saw earlier in the day people were offering him like $50,000 for it. If I'm him, I think it's got to be at least $125,000, right? Because that thing's it's $300,000 payoff. And
I mean, why don't you just go out and
make a
huge bet tonight?
Because I bet he probably doesn't have.
Oh yeah,
I mean, he bet $1,500. I bet he doesn't have enough money to make it worthwhile for him.
Yeah,
and a Virginia money line bet's not gonna. I mean, you'd have to bet a significant amount. I would sell the ticket for $125,000 if I were holding it.
Yeah,
because you're giving the buyer a little value.
I think honestly, I'd say $100,000. I'd probably feel okay selling it.
Yeah.
And that you've got no risk now.
Right. And
so you turned your, what, $50 ticket?
$1,500.
$1,500 ticket into $100,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take that.
So, all right, tell you what else. I'm going to give you another great deal. Innovative Lasers of Houston. And, guys, I actually did a commercial with them that's going to air on Channel 13. And hearing the stories from some of the other people who've gone there and what a difference it's made, it's pretty incredible how this thing works. There's no pain. You basically, they shine a red light on you for 20 minutes and you turn over and they shine it on your back and the fat just disappears. I lost 8 inches. I'm going to go in and do a couple more, few more sessions, get a few more pounds off, but it's just amazing because I tried so hard, man. I go to the gym every day and I just couldn't get it off my gut. Well, thanks to Innovative Lasers, I have. All you got to do, give them a call. You get a free consultation and they'll tell you what they're about and you'll see if it's a fit for you. All you have to do is be among the first 100 to give them a call, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get 50% off your regular price and three sessions for free. And they guarantee you 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. So take advantage of this offer. You can lose inches and fat, no painful procedures, no downtime. Get more energy, change your life. Call Innovative Lasers of Houston, 281-888-3094. Make sure you mention ESPN 97.5 to get 50% off the regular price and three sessions for free. You can also log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. But they got people waiting for you right now, so give them a call. 281-888-3094, Innovative Lasers of Houston.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope it's going great for you. If not, well, just relax. We'll have some fun today. We want to remind you, Friday we'll be at Sam Houston Race Park for the first night of quarter horse racing, which I had to do my first 2 days of picks. Saturday is trials for the Sam Houston Futurity, so it's all two-year-olds, mm-hmm. most of which have never started. 15 races.
Oh, that's probably really easy to handicap.
It's not.
No?
Oh. it's actually harder. But
that's weird.
There is a horse running Saturday night in the second race called Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, okay.
So
sounds like a winner.
Yeah, I think he'll pack a punch. We'll see.
Okay. So back to what we were talking about with whether or not the market has overreacted to what we've seen from Texas Tech, and I guess what we've seen from Virginia, because Virginia, it's, I mean, most people would say Virginia's had some lucky breaks go their way, and Texas Tech has obviously been very impressive. So I started thinking about, well, okay, let's look back at what the numbers would have been before this tournament started. Remember, before the tournament started, the last we saw of Texas Tech was right. them losing to West Virginia, which still is mind-boggling.
Not the best Virginia.
Not the better Virginia. So keep in mind that, I mean, Tech since then has just been, I mean, they're running through teams. I mean, they are dominating these games. They're it's not. We're edging by here. I mean, they're getting margin on good teams, and they are playing good teams. So the number that I was expecting was Virginia somewhere between 3, maybe 3.5. And
which I would think 3 would have made more sense, especially since they were 6-point favorites against Auburn. And
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And remember, well, not only that, remember Michigan State was a 2.5-point favorite over Texas Tech just the other day. So you're telling me, is there a world where Virginia is a half-point or even a 1-point dog to Michigan State on a neutral? There's not.
No.
There's not. So to me, the number... Probably, I think my power rating number is it's somewhere between 3.5, 3 and 3.5. I'd have to look to see exactly. I think it's actually 3.1. And you can get Virginia -1. To me, that's value. Personally, I think the best value is on the under. I think that the
total, historically low total.
It's, I mean, yeah, the total's 118, but you're talking about two coaches who are looking for not only their first. Championship, but their university's first championship. This is going to be a tightly played game. And I expected the number to come out at about 114. I saw it today at 118. So I think there's value there. I'll be honest. I wouldn't be shocked if this were a game that got played. Like, it could be a game that is... under 100 total at the end. When Butler played in the national championship game, the UConn-Butler national championship game, I think that ended up in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not unprecedented. Teams play tighter in these games. You're talking about Tech, one of the best defenses historically in the NCAA. Virginia's the fourth best defense in the country. These are two very good defensive teams. And... I think that they're going to pick and choose their shots very, very carefully.
So you're on Virginia, which you picked them to win the tournament, so that makes sense.
I feel like I'm sticking with what I thought all along.
I agree with all that. I just think Tech's playing its best basketball at the right time. And, you know, I'm just excited to watch the game. I mean, maybe I'll just play the under. Maybe I'll just do that.
You're doing what a lot of people are. You're factoring in that recency,
right?
You're weighting it heavier than the 30 game sample before.
Well, yeah, because I think there's something to be said for who's playing the best at this time of year.
That's fair.
And while I would have thought the number would have been 3, and you bet a lot more college basketball than I do, but to me, when it's that close, it doesn't really matter because there's always the late free throw. There's the late, you know, there's the late fouls. There's all kinds of things that affect that a few points there at the end.
Had these two teams played in the very first round of the tournament, Like, I know that's impossible because it's a one seed and a three seed, but right. Let's just say, just for silliness sake, these two teams were they were matched up in the first round of the tournament. Virginia would have been a 4.5 point favorite.
Okay.
So
just from that perspective, you're getting 1.5. I see the appeal in that.
Or, yeah, I mean, you can get one. I mean, you're, so which is basically saying, I think Virginia's going to win. So to me, there's a lot of value there. But I also understand, you know, riding the hot hand. And I trust me, I'm in no rush to throw down money and say Chris Beard isn't going to win again. Because this guy, I mean, he's just on a phenomenal tear.
Yeah. Getting back the ticket. Somebody texted in that Des Bryant offered him $125,000.
I heard Des Bryant offered him $50,000.
Yeah, I heard he offered him $50,000. And frankly, why would you? I mean, I don't know that there's. Yeah, I heard it was $50,000. If I'm him, I just bet the $125,000 on Tech money line. If you're going to do that, kind of same concept. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So basically, asking, what are the taxes going to be on that? Probably like 28% is what comes out of a ticket like that. So I'm not going to do the math for you, but yeah. So you're Virginia and the under.
That's where I'm leaning.
Okay. I'm probably just going to play the under.
The under, if I had to choose one of those two, it's the under.
Okay. I think I'll be on that. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So,
but I think whoever wins, that's a deserving champion. I mean, keep in mind. I mean, Texas Tech is as great as they've been on this run, and they have been great. Virginia, what they've done over the course of this season is really. I mean, it's something special. This was they won the ACC in a year where there was an unbeatable Duke team. They went 34-3. They're 34-3 now playing an ACC schedule. And granted, they lost two games to Duke. They didn't win the ACC championship tournament, but to go 34-3 over the course of the season. I mean, that to me, it's very impressive.
Well, I have one more thing I want to ask you about this when we come back, and then we'll move on to some other topics. But don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I just wanted to ask you one more thing, because you pointed out that the toughest matchup, that Michigan State was going to be a tough matchup for Tech because of the way they moved the ball. How does Virginia, as a matchup, look for Tech as opposed to Michigan State?
Okay, so the way Virginia, they've got sort of a multi-pronged offense. So what they can do, a lot of this tournament, in fact, they've run a lot of ball screen, like a pick-and-roll based offense, which against Texas Tech won't work. So what they've done is they've gone back to like a blocker mover type thing, which basically is going to get them some cutting action to the basket, which is what, I mean, now, mind you, this is all in theory, because in theory, that's what Michigan State wanted to do. And Texas Tech gave headaches to Cassius Winston. And it's not going to be easy to score for Virginia. That's what they have to deal with. But they're going to find a way to score. They've got more options to score than Michigan State did. Michigan State, I mean, God, late in the game, late in the second half, Michigan State had three guys who had scored, three players, which is, that won't happen with Virginia. I mean, Virginia's got three the stars that at any given time, and that doesn't even count Diakite. So they've got guys who can score all over the place, but you're going to have to see a really good game from Jerome and a really good game from Kyle Guy if they're going to have a chance to win. The one thing I will say is don't forget that Virginia is also spectacular on defense, and especially in the half court. And it's not going to be easy for Tech either. This might come down to who hits more shots from outside. And Texas Tech has guys who are capable. But what they don't have is guys who can beat Virginia in transition. And so they're going to have to beat Virginia the same way Virginia's going to have to beat them in good old fashioned half court basketball. And it's not going to be easy for either team.
And this isn't a smart ass question. This is an honest question because I don't remember the last time you missed a final. When was the last one you missed?
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right, you pretty much have me convinced.
I mean, listen, I'm not confident in this. I don't feel like this is a slam dunk by any stretch.
Listen, man, I'm not going to be playing much. I just want to have a rooting interest.
Yeah.
So let's squeeze in a call. Vincent, what's up?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so about the Texas Tech, the ticket that guy's trying to sell.
Yeah.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't really know. I don't have a lot of experience with sports books, especially with a payout that large. But couldn't he go to the casino and kind of use that ticket as equity and kind of just tell them, you know, hey, you know, I want to put down this much on Virginia, and, you know, knowing that the casino, knowing that they have that he has that ticket in hand, knowing that he'll win $300,000 if they win, so he can pay the bet. Wouldn't they open a credit line?
That's a possibility. I guess it depends on the casino, but the casinos, they don't want you to be able to hedge. They don't want, they don't want to make it easier for you.
Yeah. They would just prefer you lose.
Yeah.
So, you couldn't really, I mean, I don't really see that happen. I mean, it probably already has a line of credit, but that's, and if you're him, you're really going to go spend $300,000 not knowing whether your team's going to win or not. That wouldn't be the wisest decision.
No.
So, no, I think, and somebody was saying, well, if you paid $125 for it and they take out that much in taxes, then it wouldn't be worth it. Well, if you take the $125, technically you're supposed to pay taxes on that too.
Right.
So, I mean, the tax part would even out. I think, but the bottom line is if you're betting $150 or if you're selling it, if you're buying it for $150, why even do that? Just go bet the $150.
Yeah.
To get $300,000. And that's why I say 125 and maybe even 100, because you're taking away all risk. You're taking on the risk. So you need to get better. To me, you should get better than even money.
I think
so,
too.
On what you're betting. So I think that would be a better price. And basically, somebody asked, can you explain how that ticket works? He bought a future ticket for Tech to win several months ago, I believe it was.
Yeah.
At a big price. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Found the last one I lost against the spread. 2013, Louisville was -4 against Michigan State. I had Michigan State +4, and Louisville won 82-76.
Ah.
But that's 5 years in a row I've had the winner against the spread. I'll take that.
That's why I asked, because I can't remember the last time.
I'm usually pretty good on that.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Last year, Villanova was a big swing for me, and I didn't even question that was going to be the result. I knew Villanova was going to wreck Michigan. This year, I can't say that. I don't feel that great about it.
Foster asked, should Rick Barnes take the UCLA job or stay at Tennessee?
It depends on what's important to him.
Yeah.
I think your ceiling is higher at UCLA, but there's more pressure. It's a It's not an easy job for sure.
And then he also asked, why couldn't he win at UT? He did win at UT.
He won a lot.
Yeah.
He just didn't win a national championship, and that's what the expectation was.
And I think at the end you could just kind of tell it was time for him to move on.
It
doesn't mean the guy can't coach. So, and he's done a nice job at Tennessee. But yeah, I think if UCLA offers, you should listen.
You got to listen. I mean, well, and it depends. Where's your family happy? There's a lot of factors to it. I always say that. It's not as easy as like who's going to pay you more. If it were that easy, then there wouldn't be much of a discussion to be had. Who's going to pay you more? That's the end of the discussion. But it's not. Anytime you're looking at a new job, it's not that easy. It's not all about who's going to pay you more. It's that you got to take everything into account. How's this affect your family? What's your quality of life going to be? Where do you want to live? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into those things.
And some people don't want to live in California. If you have to make a certain amount of money there, so obviously if you're taking that job, you're getting paid well enough to have a really nice life out there. But
and this is the other. Rick Barnes is a good old boy. I mean, Rick Barnes is from North Carolina. He's a country boy at heart, and that's why when he took the Tennessee job, I was like, God, that's such a good fit for him. And that's honestly when he left Clemson, I was almost surprised that he, and obviously Texas threw a ton of money at him to leave Clemson, and he did. But when he did leave Texas, I thought Tennessee was a perfect fit for him. He doesn't seem like a UCLA guy to me, but I don't know. I mean, Rick's probably he's been a head coach for 30 plus years now. He's probably at a point where he's like, man, I need to go get myself a championship here.
Just live on the beach.
Yeah.
that may be appealing
again,
to him.
What's most important to you?
But there are a lot of guys while it is a basketball school and has been for a while, it's also a place where if you're not winning, people don't care. It's very similar to Houston, and there's just so much else to do. And I know they still care about USC football. They still care about UCLA basketball, but it just depends on what it is you want. And I mean, there are some people that would love to live that lifestyle out there. I don't think I would mind it that much, but you have to be able to afford it. Certainly you can. So is the TV?
I'm not an LA guy. Like it's.
I spent about a month and a half out there, almost 2 months. I have no desire to live there.
Yeah, it's not my scene.
It's too crowded. The traffic sucks. The weather is perfect most of the time, but everything's so damn expensive and it's hard to get around. And I hate driving in Houston traffic, and LA traffic is worse, believe it or not. The drivers aren't as bad, but the traffic is. And it's just the taxes are so high. It's just not for me.
I mean, if I were going to live in a crazy one of these crazy mega markets with high taxes, I'd rather be in New York than LA. And I know that's a I don't know. It probably says a lot about who you are as a person. If I said gun to head, which one of these two would you want to live in? I mean,
could I pick Chicago over those two?
Sure.
Okay. Chicago or Toronto.
Okay.
Which, those are, they're smaller, but they're not, not that much smaller. So I don't know that I'd want to live in either one. I wouldn't mind upstate New York, but I wouldn't want to live in New York City. It's just the same reason. It's too crowded.
Yeah.
There's just too many people. And that's one good thing about here is it's crowded on the roads, but for the most part, there's still places where you're not overwhelmed by people. So, but the cool thing, we have here, big city wings.
True. I don't think they have that in those big cities, and ironically.
Guess what what we have now with big city wings? Guess what's open? The new store on Rayford.
What?
Yes, sir.
Did they do 2 for Tuesday?
I'm sure they did. Well, no, because it's Monday. They didn't do 2 for Tuesday.
No, but do they do it?
Oh, they'll do it all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Rayford Road one, you can get 2 for Tuesday. They have specials every day. But they now have 8 locations around the city. New ones open. And today you get 70-cent chicken tenders all day and 34-ounce big brews. So if you want to go and watch the game tonight and have the Astros on. So I heard somebody earlier talking about, what are you going to do, watch the Astros or watch a basketball game? Why don't you watch them both? Go to Big City Wings, get your wings on, get your 70-cent chicken tenders and 34-ounce big brews, and it's perfect. So 8 locations now. All you have to do is go to bigcitywings.com to find the location nearest you. They got crawfish going on. Their wings are terrific. And that just goes without saying because they make everything from scratch. But, man, their burgers are great. They have so many other things on the menu that delicious appetizers that you've got to try. All fresh and made to order. BigCityWings.com to check them out. You got specials tonight. You got 2 for Tuesday tomorrow. So now that it's open, that's a really good idea. If you're up there by Rayford Road, go check out the 2 for Tuesday tomorrow. You can follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. Big City Wings, 8 locations. Find the one nearest you at BigCityWings.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, guys, check out sportsmap.com. There's so much good content on there all the time. But today in particular, because I have... I spent a lot of work on something that most people don't care about, but if you do, you'll love it. It's my in-depth, series-by-series look at the NHL playoffs, including bets, which apparently that's all people want because they just scroll down to, okay, what are the bets? We also have a Chris Campisi's Astros column. We've got a Ken Hoffman column on tennis and also WrestleMania. So if you...
The cool kids just call it Mania things.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a cool kid. I'm not cool, nor am I a kid, nor do I really, well, I get when you buy it, it says WrestleMania on there. I got tempted. I almost watched it because, did you see John Oliver's piece last week on the WWE? That was pretty damn good.
It was good.
And it got me interested, but I didn't do it.
Like you were hoping to maybe see some brain trauma?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's true because I didn't watch any of it, but I heard that WrestleMania lasted 7 hours? Is that true or possible? I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. You ought to ask...
Jose?
Well, he would know, or you could just ask Booker T.
That's true.
Who's going to be on tonight at 9 o'clock with the Hall of Fame, right after the Boss and the Gloss. I mean, just a suggestion. It's not a bad one.
Boss and the Gloss have a special guest on tonight.
They do.
You want to tell the people?
I'll let you do it.
I think I don't know what time it's going to be, but from what I understand, Elvin Hayes is going to join the Boss and the Gloss. We couldn't get Elvin on our show, but apparently he's going to join the Boss and the Gloss at some point tonight. Mm-hmm. So, again, don't get me wrong on what time it is. I'll lie about it because I don't know. But
yeah, that those guys are doing really well with that show. I listened to them last week, and I mean, I thought they did a nice job. And now you get Elvin Hayes; they get some pretty good names on there. So check it out. That's 7 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock, the Hall of Fame with Booker T, 2-time Hall of Famer. Now he actually made a little appearance in that John Oliver thing.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool. Looked up, was like, hey, we know that guy. But I haven't seen last night's John Oliver yet, but man, TV's about to get... I'm glad I'm finally pretty much caught up on everything because TV's about to get crazy. Because not just Game of Thrones, but the new season of Bosch is going to get dropped later this month. And I'm about to be overwhelmed. So, Brother Bear says, Houston traffic sucks, but LA is worse with friendlier drivers. New York is way worse with the most aggressive... It's mostly the cab drivers there. And so, at least it's not... Guangzhou in China with over 44 million people. I couldn't even conceive of living in a place with 44 million people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Do you guys have any damage from the wind yesterday?
No.
Because there were some power lines down around us.
I drove from Austin to Houston yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It was an adventure.
Yeah.
The weather was not good.
Well, it didn't last long. It lasted about 15 minutes. But, yeah, we had some real high winds. And then afterwards, when things calmed down, we went out with some friends and went to one of our local bars. And the police had several streets shut down because the power lines were down. So it obviously did a little damage. Aaron, you guys okay?
Yep. I mean, just a lot of rain and a lot of wind. But nothing actually damaged around my part of town.
713-780 ESPN BQ wants to know, do you appreciate D-Hop more now that Antonio Brown is attacking everyone?
I appreciated Hopkins all along.
Always did. Antonio Brown's just a nut. I don't even know what the hell he's doing. It's like he really is the guy who's just keeps dogging his ex, even though he got rid of her and theoretically upgraded.
Right. Theoretically.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't. It's not always what it seems.
Yeah, somebody said it's true. WrestleMania started at 4 and ended after 11. Seven and a half hours.
Why?
I'm guessing some of the matches don't mean a whole lot.
But, I mean, who can dedicate that much time to a television event? I mean, if the Game of Thrones premiere was 7.5 hours, like, you wouldn't be able to watch it, right?
Can you
lock in to something for 7.5 hours?
I guess if I had to.
If it were something I cared that much about.
I mean, there's still time to go get beer.
Yeah.
And go to the bathroom and wander off. Or I'm guessing a lot of people didn't get there for the 4 o'clock matches.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm guessing those are, and I don't know, but I'm guessing that's, you know, that's like the opening acts. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Steven says couldn't do L.A. The weather is too boring. That's because you're Steven the weather guy. I think Cheetah told us that once. It's like she preferred coming here because the weather's more interesting.
Yeah.
When she used to come on our show before she got famous and married.
Right.
And then she, you know, like everybody else, it's like women love us until they get boyfriends or married, and then they just disappear.
Cheetah, Teresa Rockface.
Yeah.
Not only did she get married, she married our competition. I mean, come on.
That's a negative.
Gross.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. The NASCAR Johnny disagreeing with my NHL picks. Of course you do. Because, of course, you're going to pick the Stars, NASCAR Johnny. You're a Stars fan. Actually, I think if they can get by your Preds, they're dangerous. But I don't think they're getting by your Preds.
Daniel says the actual WrestleMania was from 6 to 11:30, but they had a pre-show that started at 5 too, so it was only 6.5 hours, not 7.
Still a long time.
Still a long ass time.
All right, let's squeeze in a call real quick. Curtis, what's up, Curtis?
All right. Hello.
Yeah, you're on. Go.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, sports.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, how y'all doing, man?
We're doing sports. Go ahead.
All right. You know, I listen to y'all pretty much every day.
Thank you.
I appreciate what y'all do, man.
Thank you.
I just got a question. I was wondering if y'all ever watched All American on Netflix, and if so, what you think about it?
I've not watched it. Fred?
No, I have not.
No.
So,
Aaron?
No, it's actually in my queue. I still want to watch
What's it about?
It's the one, I believe it's the one about Dora Royal taking over at Texas.
All right.
Interesting.
But I know it's a Longhorn movie, and I have it sitting there along with like 4 other musical movies that I want to watch, but I just never take time to do it.
You're not really a movie guy.
I'm not. I don't have the patience.
But we got to do a lot of work with this guy.
So that's why you wouldn't be the kind of guy who could sit down and watch 7 hours of WrestleMania.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah. It would be very difficult.
All right, guys, the Kentucky Derby right around the corner. This is the last week of major preps. Where are you going to play? BetUSRacing.com, of course, where you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. And it is time to get in on the action. This is it. Final prep races for the Derby. Arkansas Derby and Lexington States Stakes. Arkansas Derby is one of my all-time favorite races. And I will definitely be using BetUSRacing.com. They offer daily rebates. And the cool thing is, if you need some action between races, you can play blackjack in over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today. You can qualify for a $150 bonus. And check this out. If you use promo code PONY, you know what they're going to do? 20%. They're going to give you a 20% bonus. Just use promo code PONY. And I'm telling you, man, I've been using this site a lot. It's great. It's got every possible track you could want. I was messing around yesterday. Didn't do real well Saturday, but started messing around yesterday and managed to, win a little bit of money, on Los Alamitos and Santa Anita. So whatever you're into racing-wise, they got you covered. And like I said, blackjack, you can play around with that as well. So check them out. The BetUSRacing.com. You go to www.betusracing.com, and they will get you taken care of. 20% bonus. 20%. Been telling you 10. That's not it. They're giving you more than that. They're giving you 20% at BetUSRacing.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.